Federal investigators are saying the plane crash in Soldotna could have been caused by a stalled engine. Agents with the National Transportation Safety Board have been on the Kenai Peninsula since Monday examining the wreckage. 10 people, including one local pilot and 2 families visiting from Greenville, South Carolina, were on board when it crashed late Sunday morning. KBBI's Ariel Van Cleve has this update.
Investigators are considering every possible scenario that could have caused the de Havilland DHC-3 Otter to crash just after takeoff. NTSB member Earl Wainer says they're examining the position of the flight control panel because that could lend support to the theory that the aircraft's engine stalled that morning.
Yes, we're looking at it, certainly with a great deal of interest, but we have not determined that that was the case.
He says agents also are paying attention to the weight and balance of the plane. Wainer says Radisky Air owner and pilot Walter Radisky was taking the 9 passengers along with baggage and supplies for a bear viewing trip on the Alaska Peninsula.
The medical examiner has been helpful in determining weights. The operator has been helpful in determining what got loaded on the airplane. The lodge has been helpful in determining what they got invoices for in terms of the supplies and freight. We're weighing the baggage. We're weighing everything that comes off the airplane. So we will be able to develop, we think, a fairly good estimate of what the weight is. And then the balance, where people were sitting, we have a pretty good idea of that as well.
Investigators initially examined the crash site itself before moving the plane to a hangar. Wainer says they discovered a ground scar where the engine impacted the ground, which could give them more clues.
The first thing you can determine is the direction that it was moving at the time of the impact. It also gives you some kind of qualitative idea about how fast it was moving in the horizontal direction. The depth gives you some qualitative idea of what the vertical velocities were, but these are not something that you can back up and say, well, it was so many knots in forward direction and so many knots in vertical.
Wainer says the next step is to establish a 72-hour timeline of events leading up to the crash. That's typical for all the agency's investigations. The fact that the Otter was not required to have a voice recorder or in-flight data recorder on board will prove to be a challenge. Investigators will not be able to pick up clues from those, but Wainer said they did find 5 cell phones in the wreckage. He says the agency is still looking for eyewitnesses as well. Investigators will be in Soldotna the next few days determining which pieces will be sent back to the NTSB lab in Washington, D.C. A preliminary report is expected in about 30 days. In Homer, with assistance from APRN's Ellen Lockyer, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.